It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, June 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off in San Francisco. There have been plenty of rumors ahead of the company's big annual conference, as there always are. Blurry photos of what could be an iPhone 6, the possibility that Apple could be about to make a big play into our near smart home future. So let's get a preview with the help of our friend Molly Wood, technology columnist for the New York Times. Hey, Molly.
How's it going?
WWDC, not a lot of new inventions coming out in recent years.
You know, it's funny, WWDC sort of got this new prominence maybe 3 years ago. Everyone got all excited about that because I think Apple sneaked some hardware in. But the last two have been pretty formulaic.
But that could all change this year. You never know, right? It could all change. And there's been talk of, maybe Apple getting into the smart home game, for instance.
Yes, the exciting rumors are the possibility that, yes, we could see Apple get into some kind of a smart home platform, which would use either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or maybe NFC technology to wirelessly control elements of your house, like light bulbs.
Is there a possible future here for Apple as a company that could offer us ways to interact with either smart homes or all the different health devices?
So I think that there are a couple of moves recently from Apple that suggests that that's a possibility, that Apple could start to interoperate with selected partners in a way that would expand its ecosystem. So I'm thinking specifically of Beats Electronics. And so there are suggestions that Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine might be on stage at WWDC. That would be yet another step in the direction of Apple possibly having multiple brands under its umbrella.
And this could be sort of like an interesting way forward for Apple, where they don't necessarily have to unveil exciting new Apple gadgets, but somehow provides us this sort of like way of understanding and interacting with our world of gadgets that is actually pleasurable and also reliable.
Yeah, it's a really powerful concept to think that Apple could become the controller for lots of different types of experiences, whether those experiences be smart homes, cars, headphones and other accessories, fitness devices that maybe they don't even have to build. And that would be a big departure for Apple, but frankly, one that I think could be somewhat promising. They don't need to make an iWatch. They just need to talk to the jawbone up.
Well, maybe WWDC 2014 won't be, you know, a snooze fest after all.
Oh, I think it totally will be, but I think our version is really interesting.
Our friend and technology columnist at the New York Times, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Let me give you a list of movies and see if you know how they fit in the same Venn diagram. Return of the Jedi, Alien, Demolition Man. Does Austin Powers count? I'm not sure. If you haven't guessed yet what I'm talking about, it's the shared theme of suspended animation, preserving life through time and tribulation with technology that puts life forms into a deep freeze. And in this galaxy, current day, researchers are about to experiment with a similar idea. The setting isn't a spaceship, it's a hospital, UPMC Presbyterian in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The idea is to temporarily replace blood in the body with a super-chilled saline solution to save lives at the brink of being snuffed out. The procedure is tricky for lots of reasons, and there are ethical questions. Dr. Nancy Cass is at the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins. She says there comes a time in science and tech when you have to take a chance.
With every new medical technology or every new drug or pill or device, at some point you have to take that leap across the water from it's a good idea and it worked in animals to somebody has to be the first human being in whom we try it.
Tell me about how it's possible to try something this extreme on people without sort of getting their consent.
So we find ourselves in a catch-22 when we want to learn new ways to improve care in emergencies. People often are unconscious and can't provide consent.
So how would this work?
One rule says if any family member is around them, they provide consent.
Right.
We know that won't often be possible, too. So we have to do something called community consultation. If various members of the public say, yeah, that sounds reasonable, it sort of passes what you might call the normal person standard.
And what do you understand about how communities sort of react to the proposition of a situation where you might do something like this? You might use some new technology to preserve the consciousness while you fix the intense problem that you need to fix before slowly bringing this person back to life.
It's true that whenever most people hear about a new idea, it sounds scary. I'm old enough to remember the test tube baby from England, and across the world were headlines about guinea pig science, crazy mad scientists. And needless to say, in vitro fertilization is a dime a dozen today. One way to frame the question is, how do I feel about it as a normal, healthy person walking around the idea of someone cooling and putting my body in suspended animation? Not so great.
Right.
How do I feel about it if someone I love very much has had a trauma and nothing's working? I feel really differently about it.
Dr. Nancy Cass is at the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
And quickly, before we go today, there's a wacky British guy on YouTube creating homemade replicas of X-Men weapons. Wolverine claws, check. Magneto boots, check. The latest.
So in this video, I'm going to turn myself into the X-Men Pyro and choke fire from my arms!
Let's hope he doesn't blow himself up. We've tweeted a link. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.